Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, do I have a treat for you. Normally on the Wednesday podcast, you get to hear from one Organize 365 audience member about the transformation that has happened in their home since they started listening to the podcasts and following along with Organize 365 and are making lasting organizational progress in their life. But this February, we have a special treat. Oh my goodness. Are you thinking about joining us for Embrace? I have a real hard time putting into words what Embrace is. I guess the easiest way to say it is, I guess it's a personal development conference. It's just girlfriends getting together for a couple of days and really taking the time to think about what do we want? Like, what do we want in our homes? What do we want in our organization? What do we want in our future? What do we want? And when we don't take some time away to just really think about that, it's hard to decide, and we just keep going on our hamster wheel. This year, Embrace is going to be virtual for everyone. It will be the last weekend in June, and I want you to listen in and hear about the different ahas and transformations that happened last year during our virtual retreat the first time we did it virtually. Embrace includes a nice little bundle of surprises that we send to your house that you get to use along with our virtual conference. And we break you out into small Zoom breakout rooms, and you will be in the same breakout room the entire conference. So you will make 8 to 10 really close friends during Embrace, as well as being in the large conference room with me and getting your surprise goodies mailed to you. And yes, we're shipping them internationally, straight from Cincinnati to wherever you live, not through a broker. You can find out more by going to the Organize 365 website and clicking on the Events tab. But for now, grab a cup of coffee or a nice steaming hot tea and listen in as your fellow Organize 365 friends share their Embrace breakthroughs.
All right, Michelle, all paper. Are you ready to share?
Sure, I'll happily share. I know that words of affirmation are Lisa's love language, but too bad. So sad. No, we'll get to you. So I needed to say that this has obviously been one of the craziest school years ever. And we should acknowledge that we're, you know, having this conversation during the time of COVID. And my school year was insane and one of the worst school years we'd ever had in our school. And that was before February is done. So it wasn't even related to COVID. And it was really nice to come together and get grounded. I think a lot of us that live alone and everybody in general has been missing our elevator moments, mm-hmm. where you just have genuine connections with people, unannounced, unplanned, and it doesn't have to be someone you know, or, you know, it can be just that you run into someone and you shuffle right and they shuffle right and you shuffle left and they shuffle left and you laugh, yeah, right? Yeah. So obviously virtual, we don't quite have all those elevator moments. You don't quite have the, you get to meet someone in the bathroom kind of thing. But I do think this is the place where we have such an amazing group of people that we have these connections that we've been missing, and we've been able to get these connections, particularly through our small group, our table, so to speak. At least I was always envisioning that we're sitting at a table together. It was amazing, as always. Our group 12 was wonderful. And I do think if people haven't taken a moment to literally scroll through, I have 6 pages. There's a little arrow on the side. If you haven't, you know, gone up to Zoom and you're in the gallery and literally scrolled through, Lisa, take a look of all these people. I mean, we're all here because of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nothing to add to that, Michelle. Very good. Michelle is a teacher, so she's talking about the school situation from the home, which I did like the memes that were coming out, you know, in March, where the teachers were all saying, "You're about to find out that the problem at school is not necessarily me." You know, the teachers are saying when they're sending all the kids home. I tell you, I saved more memes off of Facebook in the last 4 months. I have a friend who's going to print them out and put them in a book. I might do the same thing, you know, 2020 in memes. I think that would be a great book to have. Juliet, how about you? From Canada, eh?
Oh, I think you're going to get some more words of affirmation.
Oh, yay.
I stood up at Embrace last year and talked about how my husband had driven me all the way from Toronto to Embrace. And what I really got out of the weekend was, you know, spending time with him and reconnecting, et cetera. So when I found out that it was virtual this year, I was really disappointed, as I'm sure everybody was. Well, lots of people anyway. But lately, they're noticing that I'm trying to teach my children how to cope with disappointment. And then I realized that I really haven't mastered it myself. Mm. So I think my approach to parenting is too often is do as I say, not as I do. So I just wanted to say that very early on yesterday morning, I made a conscious decision to be open to possibilities. And even though it wasn't exactly what I wanted, that, you know, what I got out of it was going to be, you know, up to me. And I've once again got so much out of it. And I think that's what I get most out from you is this reinforcement of do as I do, not as I say.
Oh, wow. So, that's wow, it. Juliet, what a compliment. Thank you so much. So nice. I'll receive that virtual hug. Tony Lee, how about you?
I'll try to get through this without crying. So first of all, I feel like you picked group 8, especially for me. We had some amazing women. I could not have been able to come to this conference if it wasn't virtual. I have a little boy with special needs. He's not little, he's 15. So the whole COVID and teaching from home and homeschooling and e-learning and trying to give that extra teacher push when I'm not a teacher has been really difficult. Last week, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. And so just had so much emotion. But if I didn't have your warrior binder for all of his IEPs and for my 2-hour telemed with the doctor last Thursday to go over everything that I had written in there, it would have been a nightmare. I've loved following you. I feel like you're my buddy and I'm following you on Instagram and, oh, you haven't been on for a couple hours. I hope you're okay. But I think the thing that you've said that has touched me the most is that give yourself grace. Because I have to say that's the hardest thing. You're always, and I think as a mom, I think in general, me as a person, I suffer from guilt. Guilt, I didn't get this done. I didn't get that done. And I should have done this. I could have done that so much better. But the fact that you said when you had those screenshots, you know, give yourself grace, that's my phone saver. It's been huge for me. So I guess I just wanted to say thank you. And I'm super glad I found you. And I'm grateful for everybody I've met, especially for my group this weekend.
Thank you, Tony. So, gosh. Yeah, you know, I want to do it in person, and in person is the way you're supposed to do it. How many of you that have just even shared said, if this was not virtual, I would not have been able to come? You know, if it was not virtual, I would not have been able to come. And when we moved it from virtual to in person, I mean, from in-person to virtual, I knew that some people would cancel, and some people did. Some people said, this is not what I signed up for. This isn't what I expected. You know, after all these Zoom meetings that I will have been in at that point, that's the last thing that I'm going to need is another Zoom conference. I need to get away for myself, to have a weekend for myself. And so, and that was fine. I mean, not everything is for everyone, but we went from like 73 people that were registered to within 2 weeks sold out at 150 and people begging to get in on the wait list. So obviously I don't know everything And the more you pivot and just go with, okay, that door closed, this window opened, we're going to move over here. You have no idea. You have no idea why things are happening. There is always good and positive that can come out of everything if you're looking for it. And I'm just so glad you were able to participate, Tony, and meet in your group. And because I'm reading through the chat, Emily and Monique have been praying, and Vanessa have been praying for all you people this entire time. And Monique, as she made up the groups and she organized them by states, and she knows all the certified organizers, and it was by geographic area, but Monique does everything with great intent and great prayer. And so I don't think it was an accident, any of the groups that any of you were in. And I think that is just so cool to see how, you know, just groups of 10 women put together, the similarities that you find in those groups just spontaneously is amazing. Belinda, would you like to share?
Yes. Let me get my hug on first here.
So everyone got a blanket this time that says Organize 365. Belinda just put it on like a cape, and she's like, let me get my hug on. All right, Belinda's got her hug on now.
For me, and I too could not have joined in Ohio if it was wasn't virtual. So as a caregiver for, 13 years now for my dad at home, it was a great opportunity to get away without getting away. And what Embrace has done for me, and you have done for me, along with the great grace showing all along, is given me permission to dream. I feel not so much stuck as in tethered over all these years in an unknown time frame for an illness that I know he's not going to recover from, but has very much, you know, tied me here where I am now in the current situation. I've filled my calendar with just busyness. And, you know, people might ask me what I like to do. I'm like, what I like to do? Like, that doesn't matter. I don't have time for me. And I haven't ever wanted to dream what I would do if I had time for me, because, well, I can't have it now. It's just kind of torture to think about that. But like the vision board, and that, just to start dreaming about that and writing it down, what would I want in that future time, whenever it comes, so that I can, you know, start thinking about that and maybe start daily habits that can project in that direction while I enjoy all the time I have with my dad. Or last year we had both dads living with us to care for, and making the most of that time now and developing the experiences now, but at the same time starting to lay that foundation of what do I want the next part of my life, the next season to look like. So, you know, yeah, I might be in the snow globe that's been shaken, but maybe just to kind of, you know, rub off a little part so I can see on the outside of what that might look like. Thank you for that permission to dream.
Yeah, it's so you don't want to dream because you don't want to be disappointed and you don't want to get your hopes up. And also, if you have that time, then that means that you'll be missing your dad, you know, so you don't want to wish this time away. But I remember when my kids were grade school and middle school, and I felt like everything is always at the drop of a hat for them. And when is it going to be my time? And I did start making lists of when my kids are older and when I'm an empty nester and when I have more time. These are the things that I want to do. And it was nice to be able to just write those down and know that there was a future for me after the season was over. So thank you so much for sharing. Diane?
Hi. I met Lisa last September. However, I was part of her group before that. But my biggest thing with Lisa is, she gave me permission to take back my house. And I literally took it back and like redid all of it myself. Because I'm like, this is what I want and this is what we're going to do. And I surprised myself with skills I didn't know I had, like how to use a miter saw and how to use a nail gun and all these other things. And growing up, I also grew up in a hoarding house. So we had ideas to do projects, but nothing was ever carried through. We could never have anybody over, and I don't want that for my children. So I wanted a house that was the way I wanted it and loving for my children. And one of my biggest obstacles was paper. And when I went to the paper organizing retreat last year, my husband's like, we can't afford for you to go. I said, we can't afford for me not to go. Because I took that weekend, and I was talking about it in the group, 23 banker's boxes full of paper that I'm that part of that generation of you kept paper because what if you needed it one day? And then we were never taught what to do with the paper. And then the filing cabinets are overflowing and everything else. So I loaded it all up, drove to Ohio, and I shred 18 boxes. Thank you, Bridget. Bridget partnered with me and she helped me get through all this stuff. Came home and I got things set up and now we can find what we need. And fast forward to now, we lost my father-in-law in February. So all the time we were at my in-law's house, my house still didn't fall apart because everything was where it needed to be and we could take care of things quickly. I'm working on getting my dad's stuff all together because, you know, thankfully he's still with us and he's perfectly fabulous, but he's also 88. So we're working on getting all his stuff because he's like, well, it's all right here. Well, his filing cabinet is in a kitchen cupboard or under this stack or wherever, and we need to find all this stuff. So for me, going through the 100-day program when I was doing home renovations, you know, you don't have to do it step by step. Just take one little bit, do that one little bit, and then you're really surprised the next go around. It's like that area is done. You don't. It does stay. What Lisa says, it does stay, and it's progression, and you're never behind. And it is amazing when you realize that you have the power to do it and you give yourself the permission, which I always say, I don't give myself permission. Lisa did. Lisa gave me the permission to do all this stuff and how powerful it can make you feel that you can pretty much do anything. And I'm starting a side business. However, I can't go into people's houses and organize right now. So I'm working on the organizing, but you know, I'm also a hairdresser, so we've been crazy busy right now. But one of the best things that I found is my children overhear Lisa's podcast when I'm playing them. And I have one child who Lisa's the evil podcast lady. And when I listen to her, we have to do chores and like organize. But my twins, they're 10, they share a bedroom. Their room is tidy. And my daughter, who has ADHD, and one of the boys has ADHD as well, her room that you could never walk through, you can walk through. And, you know, she's a butterfly. I'm a bee. Not sure what the boys are. But my butterfly, everything we have is in clear containers so she can see it. And she can keep it tidy. So now, since I've been at work pretty much every day the whole month of June, my house is a mess. And my mother-in-law is coming for dinner. Just found that out 5 minutes ago.
Mine is too.
and my husband's cooking. But I look downstairs and I'm like, you know what? Give me 20 minutes and we'll have this place in order. Where before it's like, I needed 2 weeks before people could come over. So thank you, Lisa, for giving us the permission and giving me the permission to get rid of stuff without guilt. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things that, you know, I got from my mom is, you can't get rid of it. Somebody gave it to you. Or what if you're going to need it one day or whatever? And just the guilt of getting rid of things. And Lisa has given us that permission. Just let it go. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And if you needed it during the pandemic and you didn't have it, well, you still could live without it.
Yep. We just had all the just in cases that you could possibly have all at one time. So it's time to declutter now.
Yep. So thank you, Lisa, for giving us the permission to live that life that's in our head, and we can live it in real life. So thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Bridget C.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I came to Organize 365 through a homemaking bundle in 2017. And I got a PDF version of your Mindset of Organization, and I cried like I'm crying now when I read about the stages of life, because nobody talked to me about the stages and I thought I was going crazy. So it was huge to me. And I just read it and I just sat there crying saying, oh my goodness, this is a real thing. I didn't just make some kind of crazy chaotic life that I'm now living that a lot of other people have been here and will be here. I mean, I've talked to my daughters extensively. I'm like, these are stages. And so my best friend died at 51. And she died 3 weeks before my youngest child was born. And I had, when my third child was born, my oldest was 2.5. Yes, I was pregnant for 33 months. And she helped me through all the pregnancies. So she died young. And then my mother died at 58. And then the next year, my mother-in-law died at 58. So, and I'm 52 years old. And I've worked myself out of a job. I homeschooled my three daughters. And I'm trying to find out what I will do. And I want to find that out way before I turn 58. Because that's kind of like the witching age in my family for my women. And so, Lisa, you let me know that there were stages in life. And that was huge. And Amanda had said to me in my group, she's like, do you think you're ADHD? And I was like, do you think I am? And so I'm going to get the How ADHD Affects Organization. I'm going to get that book this weekend. But I'm trying to find my place now because I worked myself out of a job and I've invested in my husband's education. I've invested in my husband's career. I've invested in my husband's business. I've invested in my husband's passion projects. I invested in my daughters. I'm investing in their careers. And I feel a lot like I live like an addendum. And I just need to find out what I'm supposed to do that's about me. So thank you, Lisa, for writing the books. And you are like my friend. And my daughters actually enjoy listening to your podcast, too. So thank you.
Oh, see, another time when I need to give a hug. This is definitely a hug moment. You need to go get your blanket for this.
I need to let you know, my daughters, when I found out about the Embrace this year, I wanted to go last year, was not able to. And this year, my three daughters pulled their money together, and that was their birthday present to me, was they're like, Mom, we're going to make sure. And I really want to do it before the price went up. And they're like, Mom, like literally they gave me like gangster bankrolls of ones. They're 22, 21, and 20. And my husband said, we'll take care of, you know, your travel and all of that. And, you know, that will make that happen. And I kept saying, like, I was going to be one of those people that was going to stop, that wasn't going to go because I wanted it to be in person. And I just felt like I needed to see you, Lisa, because when I listened to your story, I was like, somebody else survived this. And my daughters are like, it's going to be okay, Mom. It's what you need. And the virtual was what I needed. So thank you.
That's so great. And I mean, we're about the same age. And I find a lot of us that are Gen X women, especially, you know, we are at that time where our children are no longer in our day-to-day control. I mean, they'll always be needing us, but they don't need our day-to-day help anymore, especially if you chose to stay home with your children. What is your next step? What is it going to be? And then I'm just going to lighten the mood a little bit and let you know, Bridge, that there are like, I don't know, 25 million families that would love to have your expertise of homeschooling and would happily send their children your way, virtually or otherwise. So, you know, if you want to, you know, do any kind of pandemic homeschooling or lending library or, you know, front yard story time, you're going to have big painted circles in your yard for them to sit in their little bubbles because parents will be like, here you go. You're going over here for homeschooling today. So share those resources with all your friends in your community because there are a lot of people that are considering homeschooling and also schooling from home and would love to have any of those resources that you have. You have actually a really big gift that could be given to your community right now.
Thank you.
Karen M.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yep. Oh, you're on the moon. These virtual backgrounds really throw me. Karen, are you an astronaut, Karen?
Well, you know, some days I do get accused of having my head in the clouds.
Me too.
So. Okay. So leading up to last year's Embrace Conference, I was thinking, okay, well, I didn't have enough planning to be able to go to Embrace last year. And then you said you weren't doing another one. And I took you at face value. So when my husband said that he wanted to plan a trip to Colorado in June, I was like, okay, that'll work. So I'm supposed to be flying back from Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado today. And well, that did not happen. The fortunate piece is I got to Embrace. So that ended up working out well for me because I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of the virtual format just from the stance of I'm an in-person kind of person, but I'm really glad that I decided to go ahead and do it because it has been great. I was found Organize 365 after the Texas conference. I think it was right after, because I remember thinking, oh man. And at the time that I got involved in Organize 365, just listening to it, I was really just looking for a few home organization tips. I wasn't looking for a whole heck of a lot. And then I decided to start doing the Sunday basket, and that worked well. And then I was saving up for the 100-day program and all of the binders separately. And then while I was in the process of doing that, you came out with all access. So I saved up a little bit longer and got all access and gave my husband the other Sunday basket that came with it at that point in time. And now, of course, you've removed that. And I opted for the kids program, which my child refuses to participate in, but that's okay. I got a lot of value out of it. It'll be there someday when she's ready. But then I also started a new job last year, a little over a year ago, and I bought the corporate workbox. And over time, I've gone through multiple iterations of that, but I don't think I realized before, but I now truly feel like I am the CEO of my home. And I feel like, gosh, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I feel like I was kind of a bystander in my home before. I don't know if I was just waiting for somebody else to take charge, or I have no idea what I was doing. I just know I wasn't doing what I'm doing now. And now life is so much better. I've really embraced my role of being in charge of heart warmers and love sprinkles for my friends and my family. I don't know. It's a whole different world. And to just start for a few organizing tips and to be where I am today, it's been an interesting journey, but I really am grateful because I feel like I'm a better me now because of all of the things that I've been through. So I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. And I'm so glad that I came. It was funny because my daughter said, Mom, why are you going to go to a conference on the weekend? And I was like, well, I don't have to. I want to. She was like, why do you want to? I was like, because you guys don't want to listen to me talking about organizing. I was like, so I need to go and hang out with other organizing nerds with me. So we can all nerd out together. And, she just laughed. She thought it was funny. And it's been great. I'm really glad that we did it.
I love how you said it made you a better you. I mean, I have such a hard time putting into words what Embrace is, or, you know, you record an organizing podcast, and I do talk about organizing some spaces, but a lot of it is mindsets and thoughts and productivity and seasons and pivoting and just being a person that lives in a house. Like a lot of times when I start a conversation or I was trying to figure out what we do this year from Embrace versus last year for Embrace, I'm like, okay, well, in your home, what are the things you need to do in your home in order to be successful and feel peaceful and fulfilled and motivated and relaxed? And it's such a, it's not really just organizing, right? Like it's having a home. It's not about organizing or decluttering or a house or productivity. It's about truly feeling like your house is a home and the home that you want to live in and that your family wants to live in. But how do you explain that to people? That's why I need to keep working better on my marketing. So I'll be taking the snippets that you guys say to help me articulate what it is that we are doing here.
Well, and at work too, people have asked me, you know, how did you get so organized? Can you show me some tips? And I refer them to you, but I do show some tips just to help get them started. But I'm like, hey, I started out with here, started out in home, it leaked into work. And well, you know, it's just all there is to it. It just don't start because you might never stop.
Yeah, it's kind of like anything, like good nutrition or exercise or money management. Like once you start, you're like, oh, there's so much more that I could do. And you'll never go all the way back to the way that you were before because now you've learned so much more.